What do you think, Greg? Are you shocked? Were you shocked like the rest of us?
Yeah, I mean, I was. Paul George is, what is he, 90?
Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
I am surprised he's still able to play. But you were unable to get Giannis, and then you basically sat there and I guess panicked.
Panic's like, the word.
And you're like, all right, we're going to unload. We're going to unload Jaylen Brown for whatever's available. And that was it. And also, you guys probably talked about this. In your own division,
yes.
You made a team better.
That beat you in the playoffs.
Yes.
The very team that beat you in the playoffs, you now go, not only do they have Tyrese Maxey and Edgecombe, but you gave them Jaylen Brown. And we already know how Jaylen Brown is, like the chip that he carries on his shoulder, the way that – how do you think – that game's going to look when you're going, all right, we got a going into it last year. We thought like, all right, what's this team going to look like? Now we got a Jason Tatum team where Jason Tatum is basically, you know, still only going to be a couple months removed from coming back from his Achilles when the season starts up, or a few months. And then he's going to be knocking the rust off. You're going to have an old man, Paul George, who's probably going to miss a handful of games just because of load management. And then you better hope, if you're Brad Stevens, that Hugo and Shireman ball out, because I believe, and I'm going to die on this hill, that the reason why we didn't get Giannis is because he didn't want to throw those two in.
No, that's
so then why do you make this stupid trade? I would have took Jamal Murray.
Because honestly, there's a lot of people who are like Courtney, maybe Mego, who are Jaylen Brown stans, uh-huh, who won't want to hear it. But they wanted to get rid of him. It had reached a point where they didn't want him on the team anymore.
But that's stupid, though. Like, you're not making your team better. Brad Stevens told us at the end of the season, he said it's all about winning championships and what we need to do to make the team better. So if a guy has a little bit of an issue, Jaylen wasn't, you know, he wasn't vocal like, I wanted to be traded. So if you would have brought him back, Jaylen would have played, and maybe you would have had to deal with a little bit of, you know, rocky waters.
Maybe once the Giannis stuff started, maybe he did go to them and say, forget about it. This is it.
Can we stop the nonsense, the revisionist history that's out there that Jaylen never requested a trade? He was literally liking posts saying he should leave Boston and go to a place that respects him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well,
Gary Washburn wrote it.
Is that the same as requesting a trade?
It's semantics, Mago. Obviously, he didn't want to be here.
I hope that if I liked something on social media, it wouldn't be equivalent to me like asking for a contract trade.
The manner in which these people communicate, it's that generation. Like, to me, he was doing everything he could outside of having a press conference with a sign that says, I want out.
But do you think if they would have said, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to trade you this year. We need you to come back. Would he have come back?
I don't know. I also think that we're missing the biggest...
What do you mean you don't?
Yes or no.
I believe he was not going to play in the role that he had, as you stated several times.
So he would have sat out?
It would have been a major issue. Yes, he would have sat out. He would have demanded a trade. Just the reason he's not a Buck right now. The other thing that I would say is we're forgetting the biggest part of this. He has been the silent leader of this trade.
Okay.
The person they acquire, not my opinion, Gary Washburn, the best Boston Celtics reporter in the city outside of Mego. He was
Gary's much better.
Boston Sports Tonight on NBC Sports Boston last night. And he said Paul George and one player on the Celtics are really close.
Who's that?
Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Jason Tatum got a guy he likes, he respects,
right,
who has publicly supported him both for the MVP and his recovery from his injury. And Jason Tatum's silence is the loudest noise in this entire story.
You know who Jason Tatum is really, really close with? Joel Embiid. So you could have got him instead of Paul George.
Okay, I don't think they're trading you. Joel Embiid.
But that's not the point.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
You're staring us down a lane where the reason why they got Paul George get me Paul George.
The reason why Jaylen Brown's not here, not the reason why all those other, the reason why Jaylen Brown is not here is because Jason Tatum is your franchise and he didn't want to deal with this anymore. That's it. And you have an owner that's cost cutting.
So now we're saying Jason Tatum.
Well, it's not my opinion. Gary Washburn had said this last night. Yeah, he was saying about how Jason Tatum is behind this. Jason Tatum's good friend Derek White's still on the team. Jason Tatum's coach Joe Mazzulla's on this team.
Okay, so let me get this right, Washburn. The reason why we have old man Paul George and we've got rid of Jaylen Brown is because Jason Tatum went to Brad Stevens and said, hey, listen, I'm tired of Brown and all the success that he's taking away from me in the spotlight and twitching and all this other stuff. Get his ass out of here. I need my boy Paul George.
I don't think it's the spotlight. I think he's just tired of Jaylen Brown, tired of all that, that world, the, all the
but
stuff
what,
that gets.
What does Jaylen Brown actually do?
We've talked about it for months.
Yeah,
now.
But that is like affecting Jason Tatum.
Unfortunately, he likely will never answer that question.
No, I know, but what's your opinion on what he does?
Jason Tatum.
Maybe he didn't like the fact that he was out all season and Jaylen Brown said, as they choked away the first round of the playoffs, that was his favorite season. Maybe he didn't like that.
Oh, so that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
And it was my favorite year of my basketball career.
He also said, and I feel like this is important to reiterate, Jaylen Brown at the podium after the loss, that a big part of the reason why they lost was their best player wasn't on the floor.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum.
Yeah, right.
I mean, listen, I'm not giving any excuses. I'm not trying to move the goalposts. I'm not veering into another lane. This was Brad Stevens being a moron, well, and being an idiot in this situation
when
it comes down to, you know what, hitting the panic button and going, we got to get Jaylen Brown out of here, and we'll take whatever anybody gives us. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in sports.
Well, if there wasn't an issue, why did he have to do a deal at all? Like why not just keep Jaylen Brown if everything was fine?
That's what I don't understand. That's where I'm like, another shoe has to drop on one side or the other, whether it's another deal or whether it's more information about what was going on behind the scenes or how the Celtics actually view this player.
Listen, if you wanted to move on from Jaylen Brown because you feel like you had an opportunity to get a better player, and that better player being Giannis or KD, whatever it is, I have no issues with that if you feel like that's going to make the team better, right? And maybe kind of get away from, like, whose team is it, the tug and the pull of that. I got no problem with that.
But, Wiggy, you yourself said that this was not going to be possible to run back. You said it several times.
I said
that Jaylen Brown was not going to be the Robin again. He was not going to accept that.
Jaylen Brown doesn't seem like the type of dude where if you said, hey, we got to run this back for one more year, he's going to be like, you know, take his ball and go home and be like, no, I'm not playing. I think he would have went out there, he would have played, he would have still did his Twitch thing, he would have still went out there and gave you 110% night in and night out.
Do you think the team would be functional?
I think the team would be functional because you had issues in the past, right? You had the
never to this degree. Never to the point where they could have got a deal done. If not for X, like never.
But they had the KD deal on
that
the
was,
table.
No, but that was at the time, Wiggy. You remember the reporting? It was like, oh, they were interested in KD and Jaylen Brown. They never got to the point where they were gonna sign a deal and Jaylen Brown was gonna be gone. This is the first time that
it was
happened.
More speculative.
Yes.
All right. And so if you want to go that route, even if you go that route, there's Jaylen Brown does not. Like, for me, there was nothing he could do. He's under contract for 3 more years.
Yeah.
So there was nothing. It's not like the world of the NFL. When have you seen an NBA player sit out because they were unhappy?
When have you seen an NBA player force his way to another team? It happens, like, every day.
That's because the team basically gets to a point where they're like, all right, we got to just throw our hand in here. You didn't have to do that.
There are probably a lot of people who feel the same way you do, feel the same way Mego does, people who are angry about it, and we could talk about that this morning. I would do a quick poll here in Newport. So I'll say we'll do it twice here. So are you happy that Jaylen Brown is gone? If so, make a little bit of noise here this morning.
Wow, that's more than I expected.
Right.
Are you sad and upset that Jaylen Brown is gone? Okay.
That's the way I feel.
All right.
Are you happy that Greg arrived on a boat?
Yeah, are you happy? Yes, yes.
Good.
Sources tell me the Boston Celtics have traded all NBA star 2024 Finals MVP Jaylen Brown to the Philadelphia 76ers for Paul George, 2 first-round picks, and 2 second-round picks.
Are you ready for a disaster term?
No, I am not, Jones. No. A day after this trade, and I don't feel any better about it. This is a pure disaster. And no, I'm not ready for a disaster. No, not at all.
Okay. I was reading my Odyssey app earlier today.
Smart man.
WEEI.com.
Great stuff up there.
Why the Jaylen Brown trade is a disaster for the Boston Celtics, written by one Justin Turpin.
Oh, that's me.
Turp is in today. Jones and Keith. No Keith today. We'll get to your phone calls all day long. Plenty of time to dissect, to analyze, and to bellyache about one of the worst trades in Boston history. Sports history for sure. So 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to do it. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. Horrible trade, awful trade, Terp, a disaster. Why do you call it that?
You got older, you got worse, and you created no financial flexibility here. Like, a lot of the thinking was that this was about the money and the contract, and it is. But in the short term, for next season, you're saving less than $3 million, and you moved a 29-year-old Jaylen Brown in the middle of his prime, coming off the best year of his career, for a 36-year-old Paul George. And listen, Pandemic P, Parquet P now, he might be great for like 31 games, but the guy isn't on the floor. You cannot look at this trade from a basketball standpoint and say that they got better, because they didn't. And now the question is, how did we get here? Why was there the urgency to do this now? You mean to tell me that this trade wouldn't have been available in August? Paul George is on one of the worst contracts in the NBA. The Sixers, if the Celtics called up with this trade in August, would have gladly taken it. I don't understand the urgency. I don't understand how we got here. And I don't understand why the Celtics would be more comfortable taking such a step back.
I understand it. Number one, it's finances. You said it. They don't want to pay Jaylen, and they are saving money. They're not saving money immediately, but watch. I bet they'll flip Paul George in a year or a year and a half or whatever. They'll save that money.
Contract's tough to move.
They're saving $55 million in 3 years. You don't think they care about that? You don't think Bill Chisholm and Sixth Street, you don't think they care about that?
Oh, they
care about
that. Yeah.
So, number one, it's finances. Like, I don't agree with the trade. The trade is horrendous. By the way, I don't want to betray his trust, but Rich Keefe did give me the go-ahead on text to share his thoughts on the trade. He says, if anyone asks, I think the trade is quote-unquote bad. You can quote me on that. I said, okay, I will quote you on that. So that's Rich Keefe's official stance, quote-unquote bad trade.
Bad's not too bad.
No, his Twitter, I think, was a little more on fire. So I don't agree with the trade. Don't tell me you don't understand it. We understand it. It's finances, one. And they're done with Jaylen, two. They're done with him. Buried. Done. That's Chisholm. That's Stevens. That's Mazzulla. And most importantly, that's Jason Tatum, who, by the way, his Instagram does work. You notice that?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Nice video of Deuce, and that's his son, shooting shots last night, balling out, working on his game. So his Instagram works. Those are his thoughts on the trade. They're done with Jaylen. Whether they're right or wrong, I think they're wrong, but they're done with him.
They must have really wanted him out. If this was the package, you were willing to do it, and this quickly.
Terp, they really
they
wanted
did.
Him out.
Yes, they did.
They really, really, really wanted him out, and maybe he wanted out. I don't totally buy the reporting that Jaylen didn't request a trade. Like, to me, this is semantics. Did Jaylen go to his agent and have his agent demand a trade? Maybe not. But he's making it clear he wants out, too, with his Twitch streams and his social media posts and everything else that we tried to tell you about all year last year. We tried to warn you, oh, it's my favorite season. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. He's just happy he's the number one. Oh, he's tweeting out stats comparing himself to Tatum. Oh, he's just really proud of his teammates. Nope. He wanted out. He's done with them. They're done with him. And they save some money.
Like, did you know he won the most games since he came into the league?
When people say they don't understand it, no, I understand it. I get it. It's really simple. They save money. They're done with him. He's done with them.
This has been my favorite season so far.
Simple as that.
It is funny. We were sitting here after they struck out on Giannis saying, why don't you just go offer him the extension if that's the case? If this was a specific to Giannis pursuit, why don't you just go out and offer him the extension? They clearly had no intention of ever doing that, and they were trying to cash in on the asset. Now, they wanted Jaylen Brown gone. They wanted to move forward with something else, and I just don't understand. Unless there was a lot more going on behind the scenes, what must have changed their point of view that this was no longer, and again, besides the money, because obviously that's the main thing right now, and I think that's where we're kind of settling with this, but like for the last 9 years, it's been these two on the floor together give you the best chance to win a championship. What from last year And I understand they blew a 3-1 lead, but if you watch that series, you look at what Tatum and Brown did specifically early in that series, what made you think that that was no longer your path forward? And Paul George, who is hardly ever on the floor, is the best way to fill that void. It makes no sense to me.
Nope. It makes no sense to me either. Celtics are already starting to stab Jaylen in the back. Get ready for this. The Red Sox are going to blush at the smear campaign at Jaylen Brown. And by the way, he might deserve it. I'm not saying it'll be untrue. But
it's going to come. It always does.
Get ready. And Terp, do your best. They're going to try to sway you over there. The Celtics are going to try to sway you.
You cannot sway this as a basketball trade.
No, you just can't.
They're going to try.
Stand your ground, Terp.
We're standing 10 toes down, Joe. That's not happening.
The Celtics over there are going to do it. They're going to try to change your opinion on this and make Jaylen out to be some monster. And he's probably not the easiest guy to get along with. But the smear campaign that is going to come out of Causeway Street will make the Red Sox blush.
Wouldn't that make it even more disgusting, though? Like, if that's how you kick the guy who just gave you everything he had for 10 years,
it's already
won
starting
a championship.
Now.
Yeah.
Chris Mannix, very plugged in over there. Former, was he a ball boy at one point for the Celtics? Great, great reporter, very plugged in. He says the frequent Twitch streams caused a quote-unquote headache in the Celtics front office. I don't think that's hard to figure out, but that's the beginning.
So much so that they felt the need to trade him for Paul George. That's how bad they hated the Twitch streams.
Bad
at
headache.
That point, just tune into Twitch at WEI.
Yeah, well, you can flip around for sure. So the smear campaign has begun. It'll only get worse. Adam Himmelsbach in the Boston Globe. Boston's brass agonized for days over the decision. A league source stressed that this was not a cost-cutting transaction. Yeah, right.
I'm sure.
And there was no directive from ownership to trade Brown. Sure.
Split up the Jays.
So they are not only saving money in year three, by the way, Terp, they're also saving any money they would have had to give Jaylen Brown on a contract extension that he's probably demanding. And Shams said this morning on Get Up, they're not going to give him that money. They didn't want to give him that money. But I'm still left thinking about this. And the next time Brad Stevens speaks at his press, when are they going to do a press conference for this?
I would guess probably Summer League. Honestly, just because the new league year doesn't start until July 6th or something there.
Next time he speaks.
The 9th.
And he will speak. I don't know about that weasel Bill Chisholm if he's going to speak, but Brad Stevens is going to speak.
He should get up there.
And when he does, Chisholm absolutely should be there. When he's behind the deal. When Brad Stevens speaks, the first thing he should be asked, Terp, by you or anybody else down there, is about this comment.
You mentioned countless times that the expectation of the Boston Celtics are to win championships. So do you believe that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown together on the Boston Celtics are still able to bring that to Boston?
Yep. Didn't even let him finish his answer.
Clearly not.
Okay.
I kept going back to right in the immediate aftermath, once they got eliminated, Brad Stevens talked like 2 days later and was saying how they are a good team when fully healthy and he doesn't take that for granted, that they need to improve around the margins. Then you just blow up the entire thing. I get it. You blew a 3-1 lead, and you know that kind of when you flame out in such dramatic fashion and such embarrassing fashion, it opens the door for those kind of conversations. But thinking that Paul George makes you better in the short term is insane. You go from Giannis, that's a win now move, to a 36-year-old Paul George. That is shameful.
It's a good word for it. Shameful. It's a disaster. As Terp said, from a pure hoop standpoint, this is not a good basketball trade.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
Maybe pure finance is different.
Pure?
I don't crunch those spreadsheets.
Oh, man.
We're talking pure hoops here. From a basketball standpoint, that makes zero sense, and it's indefensible.
Pure ROI is what Bill
That's
Chisholm
what that is, yeah.
is worried about.
Sixth Street's pumping their fist.
So you guys can discuss all day long, 617-779-7937. You can call about whatever you want. Here's what I don't want to hear, that you don't get the trade. No, it's a bad trade, but you get it. It's money. It's Tatum being done with Brown, and it's Brown being done with the Celtics. Like, that's what it is. It's not that hard to wrap your head around. It's pretty simple. It's right there in front of your face. We don't like it. You don't have to like it. It's a bad trade. Maybe not Mookie Betts level bad, but it's bad. But you know why they did it. They were done with him. He was done with them, and they got to save some dough.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It's 100 degrees outside because the gates of hell have opened up for Celtics fans. What a unbelievable kick in the ass. We sign off. I'm driving home, and I hear Christian Arcand say it, and you can check the tape. I thought it was so fake that I called Christian Arcand. Immediately, I'm like, there's more to this, right? I couldn't check my phone. I couldn't pull over. I was driving. I'm like, please tell me you're joking right now. Unbelievable. It is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI. You can give us a call,
617-779-7937 is the number to give us, or the number to get a hold of us today. And I know that a lot of you are going to want to speak your mind, because all I know is that all day today I've just been texting friends of mine and people are saying, hey, make sense of this. And I'm like, I can't make any sense of this. I can understand why it may have been done, but it's not for basketball reasons. It's not for anything that makes this team better. It might be the worst trade in history. I mean, this is just absolutely awful. And I just, let's just go ahead and get to some sports happen. Kind of just, you know, we all know what happened. Let it go, Stiz. I'm so frustrated.
What just happened?
Sports happen.
Yes, Sports Happen is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Well, by now you've had 20 hours to process the unprocessable. Jaylen Brown headed to the Sixers for 36-year-old Paul George, a 2031 unprotected first-round pick, a 2028 first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks in 28 and 30, resulting in what could be the worst trade in Boston Celtics history. Paul George, 36, and has played 78 games in 2 years. The Celtics traded the finals MVP for a 36-year-old on a drug suspension comeback tour. The Grizzlies got more. The Grizzlies got more for Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane! Sorry. The Paul George contract, it really is so bad that until yesterday, like, the entire NBA essentially agreed that Philly would have to attach picks to the trade to dump the Paul George contract.
Well, can I say, Rich, like, when you were so upset at the report, was it last week when Shams had the report of 4 first-round picks and you had a very sports radio takey response to it?
Sure.
And you were getting backlash from people live and on the clips.
Yep.
You're making too much of this. It hasn't happened yet. Oh, you're trying to be dramatic. You were absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was happening. We were right at the time. Ted, the toothpaste was out of the tube.
Oh, yeah.
It was 40 cents on the dollar.
Yep.
It was 4 picks and not even 4 firsts. And I hate to say it, but Bobby Marks was probably right about the league's analytic nerds not valuing Jaylen Brown, too. But there's so much more to it now with this financial stuff coming in. But all I got to say is right off the bat is this, Rich. Ted is seething. I haven't seen him like this. I'm afraid. He's like ready. He's got, he wants 5 minutes. He wants to like clear tables.
I knew that when I checked my phone and before 7 a.m. I had already gotten a text from Ted. We had already on the group chat. Ted was up. It doesn't seem like he could sleep. And then Ted right before the show was just like, hey man, I'm ready to roll. So Ted, how are you taking all of this?
Well, look, it is funny because the reaction is unbelievable because I don't think I've heard one person say that this was a good trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the vitriol and the angst is tremendous. It's so good to be working today. I can't tell you. but I came across an article last night that explains exactly why this was a good deal. This was the right thing to do. This was in the best interest of the Celtics to get rid of JB. And I have yet to really hear anybody dive into it and talk about it. Yeah. But this article by Tom Haberstroh of Yahoo, it's a masterpiece. All you fans that want to go after Brad Stevens and get him fired and are up in arms, think this is the worst trade ever, read this article by Tom Haberstroh on Yahoo.com. And it's the article's titled, Did the Celtics Give Away Jaylen Brown? Did the Celtics give away Jaylen Brown? Why analytics don't see Philly's new star as the elite of the elite? And I can give you some numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? And I'm going to try and do this quickly so that the people understand it, all right? This is the analytics. This is what the numbers say that is kind of indisputable. I mean, these are the facts, the numbers, okay? When the Celtics, in the games that Jaylen Brown has not played in his career, are 90 and 36. All right, they have a 714 winning percentage when he does not play in games. Over the last 3 years, they are 36-6. All right, this is the equivalent of a 70-game win season. All right, the C's have won games at a higher rate with Jaylen Brown not playing. Facts, not opinions. All right, the C's this past year went 9-2 without JB on the floor. The C's defense was better holding opponents to a minuscule 96.7 points per game, which kind of contradicts JB being this great defensive menace. In Game 7 versus the 76ers, Jaylen Brown scored 33 points, but the team was a minus 16 in the 40 minutes that he played. And the time that he did sit on the bench, the C's went on 24-14 run when he was on the bench. All right? When JB would suit up but was on the bench, the C's outscored opponents by 9.4 points every 100 possession scoring a blistering 121 points per 100 possessions. All right? When JB would enter the game with Derek White or Peyton Pritchard on the floor, the team's scoring rate dropped from 121 to 119 per 100 possessions. All right? And I just want to get this real quick, some of the metrics. All right? The C's rate of outscoring opponents tumbled from 9.4 to 5.7 points when JB would enter the court. Last year, again, JB didn't play in the in 11 games. They were 9-2. Oh, Ted, that's 1 year. Well, let's go to 2024. In games that JB didn't play, the Celtics were 15-4. That's just a small sample. That's only 2 years. All right, let's go to 2023. In games when JB did not play, the Celtics record 12-0. In the last four seasons, they are combined 47-10 with an 825 winning percentage in games when Jaylen Brown did not play. And I have I'll give you a rest right there, but I have probably five examples of different metrics that have been used that put JB in a light that would surprise a lot of people.
So, Ted, I read that article. Tom Haberstroh is the name of the guy who wrote that. And, by the way, it's a great article, and he should be a lawyer because by the end of it, you're like, oh, man, he makes a pretty good case.
Does he work for the Celtics? Is he Tom Haberstroh, LLC?
Maybe. But then I go, hang on a minute. 2 years ago when they won a championship, he was the best player on the team to get them to win a championship.
Right.
So, like, I think that there's some truth to some of the numbers and how it is. But how do you explain that? How do you explain this guy being the best player on the court the year 2 years ago when they won a championship?
And what was their record?
And real quick, this is the Craig Breslowing of sports. Like, once again, when you just rely too much on analytics and not on what your eyes see and what the play tells you, then you end up having the 2026 Boston Red Sox. You end up relying way too much on computers and way too much on numbers, and you let guys like Kyle Schwarber come in and humiliate you because he was too old, or like the numbers, he couldn't play two different. They are right now, stats are ruining sports. And in this case, and as I said, that is a great article because some of those facts you're just like, damn.
I mean, those are facts.
That's pretty wild. Oh, yeah.
It's not opinions.
They are.
Okay, so, facts though. What was their record without Tatum this year in the regular season?
You tell me.
56-26. They were pretty good. Does that mean Tatum stinks? I don't think so.
That's the thing. I understand that's there, and I understand that there is a decent. The numbers they jump out. They do.
There's a lot of numbers that support this.
There are, but at the same time, this dude was the best player during a run where they won a championship. And you can't get over that. That should trump everything else. 2 years ago, not 10 years ago, not 8 years ago.
And you say
two
best
years
player
ago.
Based on
MVP. He won MVP.
So if you win the MVP, you're the best player.
Yes, that's how it works.
Okay, I mean, you don't
give MVP to the second best.
I think that is debatable. Just to say he won the MVP. I mean, he's the biggest name. Maybe he had the most points.
Do you agree? That do you think he was the best, or do you think so? Who do you think was better during that run?
No, it probably was JB.
Yeah, I think. It's to me. And that's a great article. And by the way,
it's also the easiest path to get there. All right, you played the sixth seed from the West. You had every single team you played in the East. Their number one player was on the shelf, so it was the easiest path.
Dallas was. I mean, you had
come on,
two of the best players in the league,
Luka and Kyrie. Like, really, those two guys?
Yeah,
Mavericks. No,
and they dominated the all team. Season long. Like all season long, they were unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Like they were there wasn't an aspect of any kind of. Like the defense, offense, rebounding, three-point shooting, almost every stat, they were one of the best teams in the league. They were such a complete team that year.
Do you think like the best players should make the other players around them better?
Yeah, I think that absolutely.
Well, all right. The analytics would tell you that's not the case.
It is wild. I mean, that
no
article's,
player
that
in
article's
NBA
wild.
Has the points that his no player in the NBA lowers the points that his teammates score. While on the court with him, more than Jaylen Brown, he lops off 4 points per 100 from each of the four teammates that share the court with him.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating article, but I also know what my eyes see, and that is that he is an excellent player. Now, I'm not even like super mad that he's gone. I'm more pissed that now that he's gone, they got Jack S for him. Mm. They got nothing, and that's what I'm pissed about.
Because there's some people who will argue, oh, you know what, it was Jaylen Brown's time was done here, maybe you move on. But the fact that they got effing Paul – you know what? Like this whole thing where they were supposed to go get Giannis and they come back with Paul George, that's like leaving to get a Ferrari and coming back with a bus pass.
Well, he shoots a lot of threes, Rich. I mean, he had a game last year where he shot 15 threes in a game. Yeah. So if you want more of that, you can be happy.
Some would argue that Paul George outplayed Jaylen Brown, though, in this series against the 76ers.
But we all know that that was like just like old man –
I mean, I don't know. I hear you kind of look. I mean, just say.
So do you honestly think Paul George is better than Jaylen Brown?
This is stunning. In the playoffs, Ted loves this deal.
It's hard to argue these facts. And sometimes we're all looking through this through biased eyes. It's our guy. So we're all. I think people need to kind of just take a step back.
Yeah.
And look at the data. The data doesn't lie.
Well, I can't wait to have this guy on because that article's awesome. Like he comes prepared, and it is. Like, it's a nice long article. And he goes, oh, you don't like this stat? How about this stat? Oh, you don't like this stat? Now, he does go a little overboard at one point saying that Peyton Pritchard is the next Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
He literally says that in there.
But the data would tell you that they were more effective with Peyton Pritchard on the floor than they were with Jaylen Brown. The data would tell you that. But your eyes tell you there's not. Okay, but what does the data tell you? There's quantifiable evidence and data that I think is overwhelming and I think indisputable. You know, just to say, oh no, you know, just to dismiss it, I think is I don't think it's being fair. I think you got to look at it through the lens of the numbers as well.
You ever had somebody who like is in a discussion with you and they have a great argument, but they say one thing that's really stupid that blows up everything they said before it? That, you know, it's almost like the you know that when the what was it called the deflator whole thing came out. It was the Wells report in context. They had all these kind of good arguments, and then they did the whole deflator thing. You're like, oh god, this is nonsense. This article does that when they have a part that's called "Is Pritchard a mini Jalen Brunson?" And they try to make the case as to why Pritchard's as valuable as Jalen Brunson is. And I'm like, all right, dude, now you just blew it all to hell. Everything was really good up until that point. But, man, what a day, though. What a day to go through. I mean, now we're hearing all this stuff that happened during the Giannis trade that was blown, how they screwed up that. Mm-hmm. Bill Simmons has been, you know, I guess has been talking to people. And you're not going to like what you hear because they were this close to getting Giannis and they blew it. They really blew it.
This is mind-blowing.
Yes.